How is anyone supposed to do any financial planning these days? After all, we don't know if taxes are going down, if the Affordable Care Act is going away, if jobs are coming back, or a border fence is going up. So how are we supposed to know what to do next? Really? Is it that difficult? Or are you just stuck because your concept of financial planning is proving to be fatally flawed? You see, I find many people harbor an almost secret hope that the financial planning process is actually going to allow them to successfully engage in financial predicting. Somehow I'm going to find just the right financial planner who has a secret store of knowledge about the financial future. That way I can buy the right stocks, know when financial panics are about to set in, and when to buy and sell gold, of course. Anyone who lets you believe that he or she can do this is a financial witch doctor. Ignore him. If seeing into the future was a requirement to take action, then our country never would have declared its independence or fought a war against its aggressors. If precise prognostication was a requirement for action, no business would ever get started. No athlete would devote 4 years of their life for a chance at Olympic gold. Financial prediction is a favorite pastime of the talking heads on television, but it is a waste of your time. Rather than fixate on predicting your financial future, why not focus on positioning yourself to handle whatever future comes your way? Here are some basic ways to financially position yourself for an optimized outcome, no matter what the future may hold. First, protect yourself and your stuff. Unforeseen disaster can strike at any time, so make sure that you and a licensed financial professional assess all your major areas of exposure and buy appropriate amounts and types of insurance to cover yourself. You'll be glad you did. The second is underspend and oversave. Nothing creates economic equilibrium and financial peace like spending less than you make and saving more than anyone would ever know. If you're not saving 15% of your income, promise yourself that you'll work with someone to make that a top priority. In most cases I've seen, you can get there in 5 years or less. And then third, upgrade your work and your life skills. Nothing is so certain in the workplace these days as change. What are you doing to make sure that you are valuable to your current employer or your future employer? Your boss's assessment of your value is directly reflected in your paycheck, or at least it should be. Make sure that you're giving her plenty of reasons to make it larger. Ignore that voice in your head that wants certainty about the future before you act, because good financial planning has nothing to do with predicting the future and everything to do with positioning yourself to best handle your future, no matter what it happens to be. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.